Some things are just too valuable to throw away or take to the recycling bin. In fact, it would make more sense to collect them, as their value increases with time. There's this little radio repair shop in San Francisco's Inner Sunset that does just that. Zoe Corneli reports.
I used to live in the Inner Sunset, and every time I'd walk down Irving Street towards 19th Avenue, I'd pass the tiny storefront of Aladdin Radio Repair. The window was usually dark, but if I peered inside, I could see rows and rows of antique radios. Gently curved plastic in pearly sea-green hues, hefty knobs, and ornate dials. How could I not be enchanted? The sign on the door said the store was open by appointment only, and it gave a number. It turns out the place is officially out of business, but the owner, John Wenzel, still comes in the mornings to repair radios for himself and his friends.
We took over this business in 1946. My wife and I were just out of the Army service, and we've had it ever since.
Wenzel invites me in. The store is a treasure trove of radio history. One wall is stacked high with thousands of colored boxes containing vacuum tubes.
They're left over from the old days.
But Wenzel says those are some of the only things that haven't changed in the past 60 years.
When we first moved here, there was no traffic, no parking meters. Park any place for all day. If you wanted a Chinese dinner, in those days, why, you had to go to Chinatown. It was all family homes here then, and the kids went to their local school.
Wenzel says the Outer Sunset wasn't the residential district it is now.
Sutro Baths were at the beach, and that was a big public bathhouse, and I think you had to rent the bathing suit out there at the time. Also at the beach was Whitney's at the Beach Playland, which was full of games and rides, which was very popular.
And Wenzel's got lots of radios from those days.
This one here, that looks like a boat or has sails and everything. Those were prizes in the skee ball games at Whitney at the beach.
And so if I wanted to use one of these, what
well,
do I
you
do?
You have to plug it into your house current, turn it on, and wait about 30 seconds to a minute for it to come up to operating temperature, and then it'll come on.
Wow. So it's much more of a kind of a physical process.
Yes, it is. This is an interesting one here. This one was made for the bedroom or also for blind people. It has no dial, and you turn it on by running your thumb over this roller. Now it's playing.
The radio is a black Bakelite construction that looks like it could be some kind of vacuum cleaner. No letters or numbers, just a speaker projecting out from a solid body and one big dial.
And if you push down on the thumb dial, it changes the station. But see, each time you press it, you get a different one.
Sports writer from the LA.
And then you turn it here, and she's off.
Wenzel doesn't know how to fix modern solid-state radios. By the time they became standard in the 70s, he was ready to retire. So he converted his business to an antique repair shop. And he's got some unusual artifacts.
This one here, if you see the symbol there in the middle.
That looks like a Nazi symbol.
Yeah. This is a German radio called a People's Radio, made in the 1930s, and Hitler demanded that the entire nation listen to his speeches during the 30s.
Now, this looks exactly like what you would expect from a Nazi radio. It is a black box, very stern, very
simple,
simple with the little eagle symbol with a swastika in it in the middle.
And these radios were made very cheaply, and every German citizen had to have one.
Wenzel points out a tag attached to one of the dials. It reminded Germans that listening to British or American shortwave radio was prohibited.
Well, the same thing in this country during the war. A lot of Japanese had radios. They were allowed to keep the radios, but if the radios had shortwave on them, they had to bring it to a radio shop like our shop here or any other shop, and the shortwave portion would be disabled, but the radio would still play on broadcast. I remember after the war, we used to get a lot of those radios in when the Japanese were released from internment camps and things. and then we would restore the radio back to shortwave again for them.
Wenzel shows me one last radio. It's about the size of a toaster oven, and it's definitely my favorite.
This radio is called a PlayPal. First, you open the side parts. There's a little compartment on each side of the radio. On one side, there's liquor bottles, and on the other side, there's glasses to drink. And if you raise the top up, there's a deck of cards, poker chips, and a set of dice. So you can listen to the radio, you can drink, and you can gamble all at the same time.
I only wish we could give out one of these as a thank you for pledge drives. In San Francisco, I'm Zoe Corneli for Cross Currents.